Adrian Doherty, the victorious Loreto Community School Mofford manager, joins me here. Adrian, your team were 1-11 to 7-point victors at a very blustery Garvahy. How did you see that game?
Ren, look, conditions were terrible there today, but we're delighted to get over the line. Like, we're through to the semi-final. They were the holders, they won it last year. It wasn't easy, and the conditions didn't make it any easier. So look, we were just speaking in the dressing room after. We're delighted. 1-11-7. I don't think we're really ever in trouble. So, you know, we're happy enough, obviously.
Yeah, it was a strange first half because it was blustery, but whatever way the elements were going, were probably in your favour. You went 4-0 up. They had a man sent off. It all looked like it was going to plan. And yet you struggled in the second quarter.
Yeah, and we spoke about it at half-time. We started really, really well. We were moving the ball well. We were moving it quick. And as I said, we went into lead, and I don't know whether we got complacent or whether we thought it was going to be easy or too easy, but we definitely switched off in that last 10, 15 minutes of the first half. But we regrouped at half time, and I think we came out again at the start of the second half, and you know, again, the 10, 15 minutes after half time, I think, you know, we're the one end of the game again for us, you know.
Yeah, you're really up to the ante, and I suppose Bobby McGettigan kicked the point within 10 seconds, like, and you could see there was a different edge to Mofford after the restart.
Yeah, and look, we talked about it at half time, and one of the main things, whatever about the conditions and whatever about anything else, we just felt for the last 10 or 15 minutes of the first half, our work rate just wasn't where it needed to be, and we asked them for more in terms of that side of it, and I think we did that. And when you have that kind of work rate, then things open up a wee bit more. And, you know, as I said, we kicked on, definitely. So we're delighted. Like, you know, it's the first year in the McLarnon. Look, we had our eye on a quarter final place. We're in the semi final. As far as we're concerned, we're in bonus territory now. And, you know, we'll back a training Monday, and we'll see what the draw throws up now next week. So.
Yeah, because it's, I suppose, one of the teams that we were all expecting to be in the running were Castle Blaney, and they were knocked out yesterday. Like, so it's going to be a competitive tournament from here on in.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And funnily enough, I was at that Besbrook and Castle Blaney game yesterday. So, you know, I think there's only 2 points in it, but, you know, it shows that, you know, there's nothing. There's a lot of teams that there's very little in it, you know, between teams. You know, ourselves and Castle Blaney made the league final. Castle Blaney are out. You know, that's what we were, that was our motivation today, too. You know, we were saying to the boys that, look, the two teams that were in, we could be gone this evening if we didn't perform today. So, you know, again, we'll maybe have a look at some of the last two quarter finals that are taking place next week, and we'll see whatever, as I said, the draw throws up. So.